Chapter 3. Self-esteem, the foundation of fortitude. The seemingly trite words self-esteem are at the very core of human adaptation. They do not represent an extra self-indulgence or a mere vanity, but a matter of life and death. The qualitative feeling of self-value is the basic predicate for human action. Unlike the baboon who gluts himself only on food, man nourishes himself mostly on self-esteem. Ernest Becker, The Birth and Death of Meaning. Francisco Velazquez, a freshman at Balboa High School in San Francisco, was a pretty cool-looking guy with spiky hair and sunglasses. He also had a gnawingly empty stomach by lunchtime. The smell of oregano-tinged cheesy pepperoni-laced pizza and salty oily French fries in the cafeteria drove him crazy, but he couldn't afford to pay for those tasty items. He did, however, qualify for the free government-financed meal, which included an entree of chicken teriyaki. Despite this, he and most of his friends decided not to eat lunch at all during lunch period. As it turns out, Francisco was not alone, as only 37% of eligible students were eating free lunches in San Francisco schools. Why? Federal law requires subsidized meals to have nutritional value, so junk foods like pizza, French fries, soda, and candy are sold in a different part of the cafeteria. Students eating the free lunches are well nourished, but they are also easily recognized and stigmatized by their more affluent peers. As Louis Geist, the student body president at Balboa High, explained, accepting government assistance lowers your status because lunch is the best time to impress your peers. Kids who wear nice shoes and nice clothes don't want to be associated with food that says, "I'm not able to provide for myself." For Francisco and his friends, nourishing their self-image was more important than nourishing their own body. But why would they go hungry to preserve their self-worth? We have to delve into the nature of self-esteem to find out. What is self-esteem? Self-esteem is a concept most people grasp only superficially. It means feeling good about yourself and believing that